Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, and we're in Klal Mem Hey Simen Vav, and the Chayadim is going through the various different halachas about the usage of food for something other than eating. And we're talking about that idea that we cannot be mevaz oichlim. Is an expression of respect for the fact that Rosh Hashanah gave us this matana of food that we're able to sustain ourselves. And we have to appreciate the matana that Hashem gave us by only using it appropriately, and not using it in a way which indicates we don't appreciate the gift that we have received. Truthfully, this is a little bit along the lines of the concept of Baal Tashchis. The Chayyadim does not get involved in the Baal Tashchis aspect. But one of the philosophical underpinnings of Baal Tashchis is this concept that the world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu when He gave us to us to use but not to waste. Okay, now the Chayyadim continues and he says, "V'im oichlim munochim al ha'aretz." So if you see that there's food sitting on the ground, so you have to pick them up. Now, the Mefarshim explained that doesn't mean that anytime you see food on the ground, you have to pick it up. It means it's in a place where people can step on it. So that's the Mokim Bizoyan, and therefore you should pick it up to prevent that from happening. If it's in a safe place, there's no problem putting food on the ground, even directly. Now, L'tzarech Nitil Sidayim Shein L'mayim Kimin Shumitzam Matalito B'mashkin. In a case of when a person does not have water available for Netilas Yadayim, so he can use other liquids instead. Now, halacha l'maaseh, we don't use wine. Yain is so chashuv because it has its own bracha, etc., so that we don't use. But other meperis, etc., can be used b'shas hadchak if you don't have water available. And Shabura Paskins, you're not make a bracha on it. And he also says, if later on, during the meal, water becomes available, so if a person's still eating bread, a person should stop and wash his hands with water, and again, with no bracha. So there is an opinion which holds that other meperis are mutter lechatchila, other than wine. We don't paskin like that. So it's only mutter b'shas hadchak. And the Chayyadim says there is an element, potentially, of bizoyin, that you're using these liquids for the purpose of washing your hands. But since it's a tzarech mitzvah, it's not considered to be zoyin. Huadin mayim achronim. And similarly mayim achronim. If a person doesn't have water available, he can use other things for the purpose of mayim achronim. Regards to what's acceptable for Til Shadayim. So he's focusing right now on the Bizoyin Erchlim aspect. There is a question that water which has had its color changed can't be used for the purpose of the Til Shadayim. And so therefore, May Paris is not considered a Shina because that's how they come. But sodas and those type of things, so any type of colored soda cannot be used for this purpose, but seltzer would, since it's not colored, could be used for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim. And some of them suggest that just has to do with water. That's even more simple. The Mishnah Berurah does say that beer, even though it has some of a coloration, is acceptable for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim. Again, all this is talking about if you don't have water available. The Chayyadim continues and gets involved, but he's talking about the halachas of things you have to be careful about during the surah. So he moves onto other halachas of potential isser issues, etc. So in Simen Zayin, he deals with the concern that a person buys something, do you have to be worried about the possibility that there is a layer of isser on it? The example which he gives is buying from a non-Jew which is selling fruit, but he's also selling soap, and he's also selling candles. Now, those things historically were made out of isser. They're made out of tallow, which is chaylev, one of the fats, which is osir. And do we have to be worried about that the goy has it on his hands from all of the handling of those items, and therefore it would then pass on to the fruit? Now, nowadays, we're not selling soap from open containers where he's scooping it out with his hand. And the same thing with the candles, everything is packaged. And so these concerns wouldn't be so relevant, but potentially there are some other concerns which might come up in regards to payers. Maybe we'll try and touch on that in the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day. Thank you.